From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Embattled Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt has resigned after fighting numerous scandals and alleged ethics violations. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, President Trump praised Pruitt's work and thanked him for his service to the country.
President Trump tweets he's accepted Pruitt's resignation, ending the EPA chief's scandal-plagued tenure. Pruitt made seemingly nonstop headlines for a string of questionable ethical moves, including renting a lobbyist's Capitol Hill home at a below-market rate, spending millions on security and travel, and using government staff to try and get his wife a Chick-fil-A franchise. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
China has warned that it will retaliate if the Trump administration goes ahead with plans to impose billions of dollars of new tariffs on Chinese products. A Chinese government spokesman said Beijing will defend itself if President Donald Trump goes ahead in just a few hours with plans to raise duties on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods in an escalating conflict over technology policy. Robert Scott is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. He says even if Beijing does retaliate, the U.S. economy will not be deeply affected.
The cost is not going to be as large as some people think. We're talking about essentially tariffs of 10 to 25% on perhaps $50 to $100 billion worth of imports. That's a tiny fraction of the overall U.S. economy, less than 0.1%.
Scott says he thinks the growing U.S. economy will limit the damage of any trade disputes the U.S. has with China or with its allies, such as Canada and the EU. This is VOA News. Rain is in the forecast for Friday as rescuers in Thailand scramble to extract 12 young football players and their coach from a flooded cave complex. The 12 boys and one man have been trapped in the Tham Luang cave since June 23rd. Officials are still trying to decide whether to attempt to bring the boys out using scuba diving equipment or to keep them in the cave until the waters recede. Rurangut Chang Kwan Yue is a Thai rescue driver.
The timing is very important because once if the storm coming in and heavy rain started, then the cave can possibly fully flood it. Then it will be really hard to get the people to go in and resupply or try to get them out.
Water is still flooding the complex and is being continuously pumped out. The boys have been described as being in good health, and authorities have said they are being attended to by Thai Navy SEALs and medics who are staying with them inside the cave. Dozens of people are reported missing after a tourist boat capsized on rough seas late Thursday off the southern coast of Thailand. Authorities say the boat, carrying mostly Chinese tourists, overturned off the island of Phuket. Officials say the search for missing passengers has been suspended for now. The provincial governor said 53 people were missing and that the search would resume Friday. A second boat capsized earlier in the day off the island's coast, but officials said the 39 Chinese and European tourists on board that vessel had been rescued. At least 24 people were killed and dozens more were injured Thursday when a series of explosions ripped through fireworks workshops in a town just north of Mexico City. The dead included four firefighters and two police officers who rushed to the scene after the first explosion, only to be killed by a second blast. There have been a series of explosions at fireworks facilities in Tultepec, about 32 kilometers north of Mexico City, including a series of massive explosions in December of 2016 that killed nearly three dozen people. And bustling newsrooms across the United States fell silent for 1 minute Thursday afternoon to remember the five Annapolis, Maryland journalists who were shot to death last week. Reporters here at the Voice of America in Washington stood at their desks. Computer keyboards stopped clicking and televisions and phones were quieted. Editors at the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky, and the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk read out the names of the five victims. The moment of silence was held at the same time when gunman Jared Ramos allegedly opened fire in the office of the Capital Gazette in Annapolis last week. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.